ilaha illallah. 5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Yawmul Arbi'ah, the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafat here in South Africa. Arafat in Markaz Sahaba. Ustad, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. I know you are in Isipingo. I hope it's a beautiful weather there, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Brother Riyaz Mota. Lot of Motas today. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Zulhijjah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 27, Surah Namal, the Ant, and verses 27. So it's 27th chapter and verse number 27 to verse number 31. We continue with the incident where Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Solomon, King Solomon, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu salam, was now verifying that Hudhud said that I saw and I discovered a kingdom and the queen is running all the affairs and matters there, and you, Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, you don't know so about it. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is informing us about that now. So Almighty Allah says, call out that he, Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, says, Sananzuru. So we will soon see. So yeah, it shows that when you are the president, prime minister, boss, then you must not just jump to conclusions. You must verify it as well. So he is giving Hudhud a fair chance now to see that whether he is speaking the truth or whether he is lying. So he says, Aswadakta am kunta min al kadibin. What, are you speaking the truth or are you giving wrong information? You see, in today's world, when there is war, when there is politics, then the first casualty is the truth. There is misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, and so forth and so on. Therefore, Islam says when people lie, that is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Iza haddatha kadhab, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that when they speak lies. So what you are going to do, Hudhud or Hupi, do this. Idhab bi kitabi hadha. You take this letter of mine. You take this note of mine. Fa'alqih ilayhim. And then you throw it from the sky, from the top. So you throw it there, in there, the queen's lap, in the queen's throne, in the queen's place, where you know she is and so forth. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ أَنْهُمْ. When you are sure that it has been delivered to her, then you move away from there and you turn away from there. فَانْظُرْ. And then you see. From here we learn that you can have spying missions, you can have reconnaissance, all that against the enemy. So it shows Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometime would send Sahaba to spy on the enemy and so forth. Because why? Al-Harbu Khud'ah. Because when you are at war and so forth, then it is matter the people who are the shrewders and so forth and so on. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Then you must see from far that what is their response and their reaction. Qalat, now she received it. Who? The Queen of Sheba, Malikatu Sabah. So in English, the Queen of Sheba. Nowhere in the Quran Sharif or any authentic Ahadith Mubarakah or Sunnah Mubarakah is it mentioned that the name was Bilqis. But remember, the Mufassirin commentators have mentioned it. The books of history have mentioned it. So we will say Bilqis said, that's fine. Qalat, ya ayyuhal malahu, oh my cabinet, oh my caucus. You know what has happened? Inni, today people say breaking news. So she is giving them breaking news. Inni ulqiya ilayya kitabun kareem, that has been thrown to me and given to me a book and a letter, kareem, honorable letter. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's name is mentioned there. Innahu min Sulaiman. This letter has come from Nabi Sulaiman, Prophet Sulaiman, Solomon, peace be upon him. From here we learn another adab and etiquette that in Islam is not good to send anonymous letters, messages. So the person who's sending it, he should put his name right in the beginning or in the ending. And so the person receiving it knows from who this letter, this note or email or whatever it is, WhatsApp, came from, and to remain anonymous is unethical and un-Islamic as well. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. And verily, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very gracious, very merciful. Now here we have to pause. Chapter 27 and verse 30. In the Noble Quran, there are 114 surahs and chapters. But Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the beginning of these chapters is mentioned in 113 places. Chapter 9 does not have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Anfal, then Surah Tawbah. And there's no Bismillah by chapter 9, Surah Tawbah. So why is that? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda used to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is Mazharul Rahmah, a manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember that in Surah Tawbah, Almighty Allah is speaking about the punishment for the hypocrites and the non-Muslims and so forth. So therefore, no Bismillah is mentioned there. So where is the 114th Bismillah? So this is exactly where we are reading now. Chapter 27, verse 30. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. So 114 chapters, 114 Bismillah, 113 in the beginning of the surahs and chapter. Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, does not have Bismillah, and this is the 114th one. So what was the message? Brevity is the essence of speech. Today we want to give long, long lectures. People forget everything. Allah ta'alu alayya. Don't be arrogant with me. Don't be proud with me, O Bilqis. You, your caucus, and your cabinet. Wa'atuni muslimin. And come to me and accept Islam. Our message is always Islam. Qul hadi sabili ad'u ilallah. In the ending of Surah Yusuf, we find the function of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I invite you towards Almighty Allah and Islam. Ala basiratin, on firm conviction. Ana I, wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately. So that is what we need to do, invite people towards Islam and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that Almighty Allah grants them guidance and brings them to the right path. Today the 9th of Zulhijjah, so let us take you around the world, nationally, internationally, globally, with the news, views and interviews. We see that it seems that Saudi Arabia now is shifting its focus. So the latest news that comes there from Saudi Arabia is prepared to cut the oil supply to the U.S. So that's a big thing, remember that, because after Israel, the rogue regime, then the greatest ally of United States of America was and is Saudi Arabia. But now they are shifting and moving their focus away because Biden and this guy MBS, they're not seeing eye to eye on many, many issues, and he's holding the trump card of oil. So all that are the real politics going on. Now look at what the West does. They wanted the opposition to win there in Turkey. Tayyip Erdogan, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect him. So now economic sabotage. So what they do, the lira, the Turkish lira, remember, now it is devaluated and drops to an all-time low. So this is what they do. When you don't play the ball with them, then they will try every trick in the book so that they can try and demonize you and let the people then revolt against you. They want the enemies and the opposition to rule. But Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Tayyip Erdogan won the election fair and square, and they could not prevent that. So may Almighty Allah grant him siha, afia, total recovery from all his sicknesses, and Allah Ta'ala protect the people of Turkey, and inshallah, Almighty Allah grant them greater victory. Look at Bibi, the harami, the war criminal, and so forth. I told you, every Jutla leader is a harami, and every one of them is a war criminal, and every one of them should be charged by the ICC. Why you charge Putin only? So the billionaire Hollywood mogul, he admits and says he showered BB with excessive gifts running into thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and so forth. So you can see how corrupted they are. If you know anything of Israeli politics, then you know Katzev the harami could not look after his rifle. He was busy raping and sexually molesting the ladies. Then you fight Olmert, he was making omelette today in the jail and prison. Another shaitan and harami and Hitler's child, and he was held up for or in prison for corruption. So this is what Bibi Netanyahu is trying to do, that he must stay in power by hook or crook so that he does not go to jail. Now look at the settlers, what they want to do. Israeli settlers, daily, today on this Mubarak day of the 9th of Zulhijjah, and it is Wednesday, and make special dua today after Zuhr. Allahumma alayka bil yahudil muhtalleen al ghasibin. Ya Allah, punish these settlers, and Ya Allah, make them a sample, an example for humanity and posterity. Now the settlers, haramis, they want to occupy the IDF. One side, they got their ministers and all that, the two donkeys, they Ibn Himar, Smotrich, and they got Ben-Gvir and all of them. Now they want to control the Israeli Defense Force as well. The Haaretz newspaper writes, you know, 4 months ago, that there was pogroms, and that is ethnic cleansing by the Jutlas and the Haramis. They're not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation. So against the Palestinians in Huwara, and that is where they burned the cars, they burned the houses, and so forth and so on. Till today, no one has been prosecuted, no one has been taken to court and put into jail, nothing of that sort there. So you see, similarly with Shirin Abu Akila, she is a Palestinian, Christian, American, and their sharpshooter sniper murdered her, cold-blooded murder, in full view of the whole world. And you saw what they did to her the day they were burying her. So nobody is held responsible. So she was the journalist for the Jazeera for more than 20 years, exposing the massacres and war crimes of these haramis, of these real terrorists, and that is the apartheid rogue regime of Israel. So now we see Bibi spent $500,000 flying to Paris. Can you believe that? Israel is not such a rich country like people think. There are many poor people there as well. I'm not speaking of Palestinians only, I'm speaking of Jutlas. But he goes and busts up $500,000 flying to Paris up and down. Ex-United Nations chief, all you Jutlas, all you haramis, all you Zionists, when I tell you something, then you tell me that no, it's very difficult. Yeah, the ex-United Nations chief says, after visiting the rogue apartheid regime of Israel, Israel is drifting towards apartheid into apartheid. Israel is already an apartheid regime. And remember, the apartheid against the Palestinians is much, much worse that they are experiencing there compared to the apartheid we experience in South Africa. Go read President Carter's book on Israel apartheid. Go and read Uri Deva's book. Go see what Norman Finkelstein says. Go and see what Ilan Pape says. Go and read the lectures of Tutu. And Tutu went there, and he himself, he was the icon of the struggle of liberation. He said the apartheid day in Israel, occupied Palestine, that's the proper name. That is worse than what we experience in South Africa. Iran, well done to you. Iran, Shias are kuffars, but we support them on these type of issues. Iran, you must go nuclear. Now Iran has a hypersonic missile, and it is called Fatah, victory. And remember, it can attack Israel, can attack this one, that one, in 40 seconds. So such speed it goes at, remember, less than a minute, and they can cause so much damage and so forth. So well done to Iran on that front there. And Ukraine, another four Ukrainians died. Putin is putting them in the right place, and he's causing them such harm and death. So they thought they will use the Wagner. The Wagner forces took the money, and they told Putin, we still with you. That was a sharp move by Wagner. So today, remember, for you Muslims here in South Africa, other parts of the world, where it is the 9th of Zulhijjah, so you must start reading the Takbir after Fajr Salat. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 22, verse number 37, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as He gave you the guidance, the greatest gift and the greatest wealth, and conferred upon us the wealth of Iman and Islam, and gave us Islam as our religion, and Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadith in Tabarani, and that is, Sayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir, beautify your Eid with takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. MashaAllah, the Hujjaj have finished their Arafat, and they finish now their Muzdalifah. The time day is already 6:45 in the morning in Saudi. So now the people are moving towards either Makkah for their Tawaf Ziyara, and they're moving towards the Mina for their pelting and slaughtering and shaving the hair and so forth. Or you get our South Africans, they say, we don't want to go Makkah, we don't want to go Mina, we're tired and retired, and now they'll be sitting comfortably in the hotel, and they in Azizia, and resting there, because now it took its toll on them to sleep on the land and sand in Muzdalifah, mashallah, and they will go then after Zohar or so to pelt, all that is permissible, some will go in the morning. And it was the local news for you. Yesterday, I left Johannesburg Airport at around 3 o'clock, just after 3. We landed here at just after 4, and then we heard about it. Even the pilot mentioned, he said that it's inclement weather and so forth. They're calling it a tornado, but I don't really think it's a tornado. So anyway, there was a lot of damage in Inanda, Phoenix, and those areas there. And it was more of a huge storm that came on here to Durban and surroundings. And there was a lot of damage, but we haven't heard of any fatalities. So may Almighty Allah protect us wherever we are. Keep on reading Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the best protector. And He Almighty Allah alone is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Today, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Hamza Farooqi with Maulana Zaid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage with Maulana Arafat Hatia and myself. Then, insha'Allahul Aziz, the tafsir will continue of Surah Baqarah 105 to 130. And today is our Arafat year, meaning the days of dua and so forth. So you know, in Ramadan, the last Friday, the last Thursday, that we completed the Quran Sharif, and we had Khatmul Quran dua. So you can listen to that dua, inshallah, between 1:30 and 2. Inshallah, tonight our program will be in Port Shepstone, in Albert's World Masjid, where Maulana Imran Khamisa is. It will be live on Radio Al-Ansar, Sajid FM, and Markaz Sahaba, inshallah al-Aziz. Tonight, after Isha, Isha Salat is at 7 o'clock. Barakallahu fiqh.
I've got Are you there, Ustad?
Carry on, I'm listening.
I've got Sister Daisy. She's asking that, do you support France to ban hijab? Sister Daisy, Ustad.
My Sister Daisy, we don't support any one of these shaitans. We call them Lucifer's children, Hitler's children. You see, Macron, look at his hypocrisy. He is not a member of the BRICS, but he tells Ramaphosa, I want to come to South Africa and I want to participate in the conference and summit here in South Africa in August. When he himself, when they took out cartoons and so forth and so on, against the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said freedom of speech and expression. When they took out his cartoons and said Macron the Hitler, because the majority of the French are, even today, they're against him with his pension policy, then he said he's going to take them to court and so forth. So what happened to the freedom of speech and freedom of expression and association and all? You never heard yesterday what happened? So 7 people there or so in France got killed. You must remember that. So every day there's something going on there. So all this is a war against Islam by the West and their puppets and so forth. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us He is Nur, He is the radiance and effulgence. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. If you look at the heavens and the earth, you will see the manifestation of the Nur and radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Nur. Qad ja'akum min Allahi Nuru wa kitabun mubin. The message is filled with radiance. Why must you wake up so early to listen to us? Because there's a vacuum in your heart and you feel that this person is speaking the truth. And then the third one, Quran Sharif, is Nur. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. That it is the radiance and effulgence, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. O Muslim, O Muslimah, that you are Nur, offense, radiance and effulgence. Afa man sharah Allahu sadrahu lil Islam, fawa ala nurim min Rabbi. So you have the Nur and then the radiance and spread it. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. So what happens to people like America, Israel, France and Britain, whether they're the white prime minister, president, or an Indian, or whoever else? What is their aim? Chapter 61, Surah Saf, when verse number 8. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Yuriduna liudfi'u nurallahi biafwahim. Their intention and motive is to extinguish the Nur, the radiance and effulgence of Allah with their mouths. So that's why they will bend the beard, they will bend the hijab, they will bend the niqab, they will demolish the mosque. All these things they will try. But Almighty Allah informs them, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah Ta'ala will let the Nur and the radiance of Islam spread throughout the world, and we will be victorious in all parts of the world sooner or later. Walau kariha al-kafirun, although the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. That is our message to Macron, the Hitler, and all the other children of Hitler and of Pharaoh. Chapter 61, verse number 8.
I've got a youngster, Ustad. His name is Sivan, S-I-V-A-N. And he's listening to you currently. And he says that, Uncle, I took part in a school play and I had to read the Islamic Kalima. Am I now a Muslim? Sivan, Ustad.
Sivan, remember that maybe you are attending a Muslim school or what have you, or maybe your teacher in the government school wanted to show you diversity of religion and so forth. So thank you, my brother Sivan. Early part of the morning, you are in Durban, I'm here in Ispingo Beach, and here it's very good, you know, that no need for jersey and all those type of things that we have there in Gauteng. But anyway, that let us answer your question. To become a Muslim, a person must read the Shahadatain, declare the faith from the bottom of the heart, and sincerely, lovingly, willingly. So you, my brother Sivan, you are still not a Muslim. You just read it for the fun of it. And so forth, you were participating in a concert or in a play or whatever and so forth and so on. But you yourself know that you did not read it sincerely and lovingly, willingly and so forth. You were just reading the words and so forth. Like how if a person reads a newspaper So in that way, there you will not be classified as a Muslim. But if you prepare to become Muslim and you are ready, then we will make you Muslim now. But the condition is you yourself, my brother Sivan, must say, yes, I want to embrace Islam lovingly, willingly, and sincerely.
I see I've got a listener says, ask AK, why can India never be as great as Pakistan? Ustad?
Remember that India is much greater than Pakistan if you look at the economy, if you look at their technology, if you look at the political ties they have and so forth. Just take the recent trip of Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, and that's right there, Biden, and they embrace one another. And when there were protests and demonstrations, that Modi, what are you doing there to the Muslims there in Kashmir? What you did in Gujarat to the Muslims, what are you doing to the Christians there in Manipur, what are you doing there to the Sikhs and so forth in other parts? They want their own state, Khalistan, the Sikhs. So they trampling and infringing on the rights of the minorities, and whether it be Christian, whether it be Sikhs, or whether it be minorities, and now they have a new agenda. They want ethnic cleansing of more than 200 million Muslims there in India. So that is the agenda of the Hindutva, if you know. And they are the people, they were banned thrice already. And they are the people responsible, RSS, they murdered Gandhi and so forth. So all this is the recorded. Any person who knows, then you will know that. So this is what is binding them together. All said and done, you must remember that then Biden knows that he requires the help of India and their technology and Silicon Valley and what have you, much more than India needs them. So he told Modi that, no, you carry on with your ties with Russia, but you must keep good ties with us and so forth and so on. So that is music to Modi's ears, obviously. So you can't compare India and Pakistan. Now, I'm not speaking of faith and religion here. We're speaking about the politics, the military, and so forth. Pakistan is a sad, sad state of affairs. You must remember that. Pakistan today is run choro ki hukumat, government of thugs and the people who are not dishonest and so forth. You know, when Imran Khan was in power, deliberately America, the West said, get rid of this person, and they had a vote of no confidence, and they bribed them up, and that is how they came into power. Even today, if they have a free and fair election, it will be a landslide victory for Imran Khan and the Pakistan Tahreek-e-Insaf, the Justice Party, but they will keep on delaying, and they will get the supporters of Imran Khan and trump up charges against them. And they'll say, if you want, we must drop all these charges, then go on TV, make public statements and say, you are nothing to do with Imran and his party and you hate him and so forth. So that's the game they play, you must remember this time. So for us, both of them have become our enemies. That India, the Hindus there, majority of them are anti-Muslim, just like the Jutlas, Haramis. Quran says that, Surah 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find those people now and in the future who hate you the most are the Jews. We don't say every Jew, but we say majority of the Jews. And وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. But we never say every Hindu, we will say majority. Just look at India and Israel. So that's the game they play. And Pakistan, remember, sad state of affairs. Governments there, politicians, majority of them corrupted to the core. So on this Mubarak day of 9th of Zulhijjah, tomorrow Eid al-Adha, so we should ensure, inshallah, we make special dua for the Ummah throughout the world.
I've got Vishnu. He says, but AK, is it possible? Is it possible for the BJP to win 400 plus seats in 2024? Vishnu, Ustad.
So you know, Vishnu, how the politics works today in the world. So remember that one side you have the BJP and they have their military wing, the RSS and so forth. And they were inspired by Hitler and the Nazi party and so forth of Germany. And then if you go on the other side, you have 20 opposition parties. Now, you know, if these 20 opposition parties can unite, then they have a good and a great chance to win the elections against their Modi and BJP and so forth. But you know what it is? The British taught the people divide and rule. So they will ensure Modi and his supporters and his politicians, they'll go and speak to the minority parties and tell them that we will give you this, we will give you that. They will give them some sweetener, as they say, and there will be some horse trading taking place and so forth. So you must not join the opposition, coalition and alliance and so forth, that we will see to it, we'll see you right, you know. So in that way, there divide and rule takes place. But Almighty Allah alone knows what will happen in 2024. South Africa has elections, India has elections, America has elections, and according to me, all of them are corrupt. You must remember that. There's no one really straight. It's all money talks, all languages, and then they will enlist and they will go and recruit some scholars also, whether of the Hindu faith, Muslim faith, Christian, and so forth, and they will use these scholars for dollars for their own agenda and ulterior motives.
Ustad, I've got Hafiz up here. He says that if my sheep got stolen last night at the farm, who is responsible for my kurbani as I paid in full? Hafiz up, Ustad.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hafizab, Allah Jalla wa la grant you ni'mal badal, a better replacement. So let us get the whole story straight. We answer the questions as the questions are posed. Hafizab, we just say Abdullah, right? So we all are slaves of Almighty Allah. He bought a sheep from Tom, Dick and Mary. So when he bought the sheep, he already paid for it, so it's his sheep. Now it got stolen from that farmer, Muslim person, non-Muslim, whatever it is. So now who is responsible? If there was negligence on behalf of the farmer, Muslim or non-Muslims, he left the gate open. He didn't bother much about safety, security, and so forth. You can prove it that there was negligence on his part, the farmer's part, then he must replace it. Why? Because this was a amanat you kept by him, as a trust you entrusted him. But if he took all the safety measures and security and so forth, and remember, still it got stolen, then you, Hafizab, will have to buy another animal. And don't go buy now today, because just now that one gets stolen. So tomorrow you go there, eat there, and you choose your animal and whatever you, and Allah will give you double reward, double thawab. So that is the fatwa in that instance. If there is negligence, then he must replace it. If there's no negligence, then it is a test and a trial for you. You buy another one, and inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant you ni'mal badal, a great, great replacement and great reward in this world and in the year after. Last question.
I see Wesley says that, why is Israel so ugly? I just can't understand. Wesley, Ustad.
When you say ugly, what you mean, my brother? Do you mean that the people are ugly, the jutlas? So 100%. I tell my students, whether you agree, you don't agree, that's your business. I'm telling you my personal observation. When I went to Iran, 2013, first Rabiul Awwal, and I returned on 13th Rabiul Awwal. And when I went to Palestine, occupied Palestine, 89, 92, and so forth, so 5 times with Allah's mercy, I could see on their forehead, it's written, La'anatullahi alayh. Allah tell us, curse is on these two nations. One is the Jutlas, the Haramis, and the real terrorists, and one is the Kuffar Shias. Because when you swear and you curse the greatest people after the prophets and messengers, then he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Allah's curse be upon you. So these are two mal'oon and cursed people, the Shias, and because the founding father of Shiaism was also a Jutla, Abdullah bin Sabah, mentioned in Rijalul Kashi, their own book, and they are also cursed, the Jutlas. So if you say ugly in that manner, we agree with you and concur with you. But if you're speaking about Palestine and the glory of Palestine and the occupied Palestine, then we cannot agree with you. Barakallahu feek. I have to go now to Masjid Mu'az bin Jabal. MashaAllah, new masjid here. 10 past 6 is the Salat. So we leave you. And 11 o'clock to 12 will be the bless of marriage. And then Tafsir 1:30 to 2 will be the Dua of Khatmul Quran today. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.